We are learning Maseches Tainis Daf Yudchesam and Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Yudchesam and Aleph. V'chein omar Bali, omar Abchiyah ba Abraham v'Yechanon. That means Bali said b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, halacha ka Rabbi Yossi. We're passing like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who's more machmir. That means by the big Yom Megillas Tainis, it's also bein lefonov, bein la'achra, before and after. And by the ones, it's only also b'tainis, it's b'fonov also achra v'moti. Passing Rabbi Yossi. Omar, what?
It's v'chein.
V'chein is go back on the one who holds a Rav Yossi. V'chein Rav holds a Rav Yossi. V'chein Bama Bali holds a Rav Yossi. Omle Rav Chia LeBali. So Rav Chia says to Bali, Asbar Lach, I'll explain this Rav Yechanan. Kiyom Rav Yechanan Lach Rav Yossi, that Rav Yechanan Lach Rav Yossi, not in every case. Adloy Lishanav, only on the case of the Megillas Tainis, is also only B'Tainis that day. The Shvachar Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. But on the other one, he passes like Rav Meir. So it would come out basically like this. Lefonov is also L'Akrav Mutter by both of them. Because by one of them passes like Rav Yossi, and one of them passes like Rav Meir. Freitei Marakasha, Umi Rav Yechon Hachi. Does Rav Yechon hold like Rav Yossi that you also Lefonov? Va'omar Rav Yechonon. Halach Kestam Mishnah. Rav Yechon says, Halach Kestam Mishnah. V'tanan. We looked at the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. And it'll take a while to get to the question. We'll first figure out what the Mishnah is saying. V'tanan says in the Mishnah, Afafis Sha'amru Makdimim L'Machrin, even though the halach is that by Megillah, a lot of times you're allowed to do it before Yud Dalet Adar and Tesvav Adar. You can do it before, starting up to Yud Aleph Adar. But still, halach is on those days that you're Makdimim. There's still mutter and hesper atinus those days. The Gemara is trying to figure out what are we talking about exactly. They were saying, even though you're allowed to be makdim the Megillah, so we'll see in certain cases a lot of makdim the Megillah, so you're maknisa, the day, Monday and Thursday, is when the little towns came into the big town to hear, and that's a good day for them to hear Megillah, don't have to come back in again. We allowed them to hear Megillah a few days early. Still, those days are mutter and hesper atinus. So Amos, what exactly are we talking about? Let's try to figure out this Mishnah before we have a kasha and Amos. If it's talking about the people of a walled city, just to give it a name, people of Yerushalayim, people of Yerushalayim hear the Megillah on Tezvav Adar, we call Shushan Purim. So they went to Bnei Brak for Purim. So halacha is they lay on the 14th day. So we're going to say then it's still Mutter Behesper Tainis. Mishari, is that true? Is that Mutter? Simagillah's Tainis. It says Megillah's Tainis. Days that are also behesped of a tainus, it says Yom Arba Asaboy, Yom Chamisha Asaboy, the 14th day and the 5th day of Adar, Yom Purinun, that's Yom of Purim, the loyal lispa behind. You can't say hesped. V'amar Rava, Rava comes to explain what does it mean the Megillah's tainus. Lenitzchel Eser Zavus Bezavus Zavuzah. That means Yishlaim is also behesped of a tainus on regular Purim, even though it's not Purim for them. And Bnei Brakas are also on Shushan Purim, Behesper Tainis. So how can you say what Behesper Tainis? And the Gemara could have asked even better, Lozak the Karen Ira. Because here, he's in Bnei Brak, he's laying the Megillah on that Purim, because he became a Bnei Purim, he became a Bnei Brakas. So anyway, he's also Behesper Tainis. Like, what I ask from here? So there can't be the case of the Mishnah that says that even though you're Makdimin, you're Mut Behesper Tainis. The Elo must be, Bnei Arba also. It was people from Bnei Brak, but Karlei, not Bnei Brak, from a little Darful. That day, it was Purim landed on a Tuesday that year, on a Tuesday, and they were landing on a Monday, why? Which is the 13th day of Adar, because that was the Yom HaKnisa. And they read it on the 13th day of Adar. What it was saying, it's Mutter Behesper Tainis that day, because it's not Mamash Purim, it's just a Yom HaKdima. So Mar HaZakash, that's not good either. Yom Niknahu, that's Yom Niknah. We'll see later on, the Gemara doesn't tell us what Yom Niknah is. Yom Niknah was one of the days of Megillah's Tainis. The 13th day of Adar was Yom Niknah. What? You could ask that Kasha, but the Gemara is better Kasha. That's Yom Niknahu. It is itself Yom Niknah. You could ask also the day before, yeah? Ve'ela. Maybe a Ryan passing a similar meal, whatever. That's where we're heading, really. But more has a better kasha. That can be a day because Yom Nikno Ve'ela Bnei Arba also the Karlei Betreisa. The case was landed on a Wednesday, so they pushed it off to Monday. That's also a different Yom Tov. Yom Tirinisu. That's a different Yom Tov. Yom Tov Yom Tirinisu. The Gil Tainis of Yom Tirinisu. So Ela Lav. So what's the case? It must be the Karlei Bechatsa. It must be that Purim lands up on a Sunday. So the Yom. The outside cities, they landed on Thursday, which is Yud Aleph. V'ktani v'tarim hesper v'tainis. and says mutter v'hesper tainis, and that's the kasha. Why is a mutter v'hesper tainis? I would pass in Rabbi Yosi. We just said Rabbi Yochanan passing Rabbi Yosi that lefonov is also the 11th day of Adar is a lefonov. It's the day before Yom Tirinus, and still we're saying it's mutter v'hesper tainis. We just said Rabbi Yochanan passes like a stam mishnah, which is this mishnah in Megillah. And on the other hand, we say passing like Rabbi Yosi that lefonov is also. So how do two things stem? What's pshat? No, it's not the case. It was the 14th day of the Karla Vitresa. But the Kamris, Yom Tirinus, who I said it's Yom Tirinus on the 12th day, Yom Tirinus, and that day a terrible thing happened. Shemaya and Achia got killed that day, and therefore they made it Ois Megillah's Tainus Day. It's not a Yom Tov anymore. The Rav Nachman goes to Tanisa v'Treisa, just like Rav Nachman one time was goes to Tanisa on the 12th day. Omru le'Rabban Yom Tirinusu. How can you make a Tanis? It's Yom Tirinusu. Omru Yom Tirinus Gufe Batlu Batlu. However, now go by Shemaya v'Achaya Achiv. Since Shemaya v'Achia were killed that day, they made it in. They made it Ois Yontiv. Aye, and ask me, it's the day before the 13th, which is Yom Nikner. But typically, the Havala Yom Shulfnei Nikner. Amar Rav Ashi, this is the svar we said from Rashi. We said the svar. Amar Rav Ashi has the iru gufa batlua. The day itself, the 12th day, was a yom tiv. We vatlit mishum yom nikna nikav nixa. We're going to make it a nail. It's a chizuk day. That can't be. And you had a kash on that, but that's what Mara says that yom nikna the day before yom nikna can be better than yom tiranis itself. And yom tiranis was batul, and therefore nixa. So now let's recap. We had Rabbi Yochanan Pasuk basically the day before Zalsa. So we had a kash on the Mishnah and Megillah says. That the day that you lay Megillah, which was the 12th day in this case, was Mutav Hespatinus. It's the day before Yom Nikta. Teretz is, so you see, it passed not like Rabbi Yosi. Teretz is, no, here was Batal this day of Alt Yom Tirinus. And since it's Batal Yom Tirinus, it's Batal also Alt the day before, both things. That's what it comes out. The Mara's Kasha really was a step before. Mara said it was on the 11th day, and Mara says, it's the day before Yom Tirinus. Mara says, no, it's really on the 12th day. And Yom Tirinus was Batal. Al Kapadim, that's the Chesbon. The Mara Kasha was that it was on the 11th day and it was the day before Yom Tirinus. And Stamish, not like Rabbi Yochanan said. Teretz says, no, here's the one on the 12th day and Yom Tirinus is bottle. And therefore, it also could be the 11th day, also the same price of Yom Tirinus is bottle. And therefore, it could be Mutter, Behesped, Teretz. It could have been the 11th or 12th day, you can learn up the Mishnah, and both will work. Now the Gemara tells us, what's Nikda wants Tirinus? Nikda has nothing to do with the doors of the Beis Mikdash, the doors of Nikda, those are someone else. Nikna, my Tirinus. The Tanya learned in the Braisa, and this is Negeya Chanukah. The Tanya, Nikna, echad ma'africha yevanim haya. Nikna was one of the Greek rulers of a chol yoyim v'yoyim hayamenef. It's actually in the Megillas Antiochus, which is about Chanukah, brings down about Nikna there. Haya v'chol yoyim v'yoyim hayamenef yada Yehuda v'shalayim. Every day he used to pick up his hands over Yehuda and Yerushalayim v'omar v'omer emesai tipa v'yodi. I can't wait till I capture it by Mesena, and I'll crush the whole place. And when the Malchus Beis Chashmonai won over the Greeks, they cut off his hands and his feet, and they hung it in the doors of Yishalayim, and they said, the mouth that talked begaiva, and the hands that were spread over Yishalayim, we're going to make Nekama. With the Nekama on the Peh. So the Yishalmi said they cut off his head as well. And that's the Nekama Peh. Others say because when they cut his fingers off, he was screaming. So that's how they got on the Nekama on the Peh, on the mouth. My Tirinus. So that was the Yomtiv. Because they killed Niknar, they made a Yomtiv of Yom Niknar, which is on the 30th day of Adar. What's Tirinus? My Tirinus. Omru, Shabikshu Tirinus Laharegis Lunis Upapis Achiv Balutko. So who is this? These are called the Harug, and the Gemara calls them the Harug Elud, the very harsh of people. So Rashi says, one of the gerses of what happened was that the daughter of the Melech was killed, and because of that, the king wanted to kill the whole Klal Yisrael. So these two tzaddikim came in front of the Melech, and said, we did it. We're the ones who killed the daughter of the Melech, and therefore they're going to get killed, and they saved the Klal Yisrael by taking the bullet for everyone else. So, Kshabikas Tirinus Laharegis Lulinus Upapas Achiv Balutko Amalahem. So the king told them, if you are from the same nation as Chananya Meshav Azariah, which we know that they were thrown into fire and they got saved. So if you're the same nation as them, Yovai Elekechem v'yatzlaschem, your God should come and save you. Miyadi, from my hands. Kederach shehitzas Chananya Mishael v'Azariah miyad Nebuchadnezzar. Just like Hashem saved Chananya Mishael v'Azariah from Nebuchadnezzar. Omer Loi, they answer like this. Chananya Mishael v'Azariah tzidik gemurim hayu. First of all, they're tzidik gemurim. V'ru'uyin hayu last lem neis. And they're roi for neis. And number two, v'Nebuchadnezzar also a melech hagen hayu. He was a good king. V'ro last is gam al yodai. It was possible that a neis be done alayde him. But you say Rasha headed you, but you king, you're a mamash head, you're a low life. They didn't roll last nest the other. You're not even ready to be done in nace. And also Va'anu, also we're not on the same level of Chanayim and Shavazariah. Va'anu nischayavnu kilomakam, very possible we'll chayiv misa for a different reason. Vim ain't again, if you don't kill us, harbi hargam yashalamakam. Hashem will kill us a different way. Vaharbe doivim varoyas yashloy. There's a lot of bears and lions, lamakim varlamay. Hashem has a lot of bears and lions in the world, Shapayim Banu, that kill us, the Hargonites want to kill us. Elo, Lemesanakos Baruch Yadach. So, why does Hashem have you kill us? El Shaosid Lifare Domain of Yadach. Hashem will pay back the blood on your hands, on your hands that you killed us, Hashem will pay you back. Now, even though he heard this Musa Shmuz, the king didn't care. Av Pigan Hargom, he killed them. Miyad Om Miyad, you Hargom had to kill him right away. Amru, we have a Messiah, like Zazim Misham, they didn't move from there to Bo, the Yuflim Raimi. Some two peers of ministers came from Rome, they smashed his head with sticks. He right away got killed. This guy's name was Tyrannus. And because of that, they made a yontiv called Yoim Tyrannus, because this ruler was killed. Let's finish up the parak. The end of the Mishnah said, of this parak, it said in goyzim tainus al tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. You don't start off a tainus b'chamishi. Then it said you don't not goyzim tainus but rosh chodashim and any yom tovim. But it said it said Chanukah Purim was not. But if you started before, then it continues even through rosh chodesh or Chanukah Purim. So what's called starting? Kama havas cholos. I'm like this. Rav Acha Mashalish, 3 days. Three Tanisim, Monday, Thursday, Monday, you start already before the Yom Tov, then it continues, which is the 7 over here. Ravasi Yomar, Achas, 1. Now, there's another halacha at the end of the Mishnah, that even though you're making a Tainis on this Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah Purim, because you started before, but you're not mashlim the Tainis. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zudiv Ramei, it's Ramei Yashita holds you're not mashlim. So Amar Meshum Rav Gamil, Avacham Vayimrim, Vis'aneh Umashlim, you fast and finish it. Halacha is you fast and you mashlim it. Now, one of the cases of the Mishnah was Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out, Kippur, Yom Tishah B'av. If Tishah B'av falls on Erev Shabbos, so the Mishnah said, if you're a Mei, you don't finish the fast. But we paskel ma'aseh mis'ane u'mashlim. Zokta Ran, even though by us Tishah B'av never falls out on a Friday because we don't have any more kiddush chodesh of the period, it never falls out. He says, then it's still nafgamina. He says, don loy mikla tishbab erev Shabbos, mi nafgamina latinus, but sarvatavis. Sarvatavis was on Friday, we finish it all. And the top Tosafot also says we pass like that. And it says like this. Pirish, haydik apostik lochem asana ma'ashno erev Shabbos kai. Dia chanukah apurim en yachl asanis. The yoy mishto simcha ksev. He says that on Chanukah Purim is Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. Breitzel the Kasha, Majul Kasha, only says Mishnah V'Simcha by Purim. It doesn't say by Chanukah Yom Mishnah V'Simcha anywhere. So there's two pshatim in the Mepharshim. The Chayyim Yisroelim says that it says it in the Megillah's Tainus. The Megillah's Tainus says it's the Mishnah of Simcha. And others say this is a raya to the Shita that's brought down in Halacha. The Mardchai, the whole, there is a Chiyav Suda on Chanukah because of Chanukah Samazbeach. The Ramah brings down Yashayimrim. This ties to the raya to that because of the Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. Hadun Halach, say the tiniest Ketzad, Beli Neda, for those that finished it.